Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lettuce. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and also those who do not identify as either a lady or a gentleman. Welcome to a podcast called Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. This is Mr. Benson speaking.
I'm talking about lettuce. And this is Craig speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Yes. Benzine. How are you this morning? Yeah.
I'm doing good. You seem very calm and cordial, I would say. I would use the word cordial to describe.
You know, here's the deal. I was just listening to another previous podcast of which I shall not name the actual episode. And and frankly, it was a bit disrespectful, not to anyone in particular, but mostly between you and me. And I thought, you know, we need to do a respectful episode. And, and so I thought I'd start it off in a very calm, respectful manner. And I hope that that makes this really one of our special episodes.
Well, my instinct right now is to judge you and insult you, and I realize that that's I need to do a little soul searching.
Here's the thing, Craig. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, you know, whatever it is that's in your heart, you need to just go with it. You know, and if it makes you feel better to judge and insult me, who am I? Who am I to stop you from feeling good?
Well, you know, listen, Greg. If this feels like an act. This doesn't feel genuine to me. This doesn't feel like you. What? It doesn't feel like you at all. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I am shocked. I am. Yeah. Can I tell you the truth? Is every other episode that we've ever done is an act, and this is the real me.
Really?
You know,
what about every time we've interacted outside of recording?
I think there was a wise band called The Who, who said, if I may quote, "Can't you see the real me? Can't you? Can't you?"
That's
from The Who.
That didn't really contribute to the conversation at all. That just showed that you listen to The Who.
I wanted my fans to know that I am a big fan of The Who. Not my fans, but our listeners. I wanted our listeners to know that I'm a big fan of The Who. I think that they were an outstanding band, especially from the late 60s through the mid 70s. And also their latest album, surprisingly good.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it's just called Who, and it's surprisingly good.
The latest album, when did it come out?
That came out maybe 3-4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've not heard it.
Well, you should have after we talked about it the first time on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like a year ago. It's awfully good. It's surprisingly good.
You underestimate my ability to forget about music.
Which is odd because you are a musician.
I do play guitar now in two different bands. And
you make the musics, as they say.
But I don't even think of myself as a musician. I think of myself as me. I want to think of myself as a filmmaker someday soon.
So between filmmaker and music lover, you're more of a filmmaker.
I think so.
I think I'm more of a music lover. I am constantly listening to music. I'm listening to music right now. That's why I wear these headphones.
I'm not even that, I wouldn't even say I'm that proficient at music loving. Like, I've been to many concerts. There are many bands I love, but I often am just listening to NPR when I'm driving or, you know, I don't.
No, I've not heard of them. What sort of a band are they?
They're like CCR, but talking and news.
Oh, so it's like rap. Because rap is talking.
No, it's not to a beat.
I'm talking to a beat. Yeah, that's what I do. I'm talking to a beat. This is rap music. I'm talking to a beat. See? That's exactly.
I mean, somehow you were talking to a beat, and that did not feel like rap music at all.
I was talking to a beat. You need to go back and listen to this episode if you don't think I was talking to a beat.
No, I said you were talking to a beat.
Oh, okay.
But it did not feel like rap music at all.
Now, that was rap music. Yeah, that's what rap music is. Didn't you see Hamilton?
I saw parts of Hamilton on Netflix.
I saw the first half. Was it on Netflix or Disney Plus? I think it was Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, one of those. Whatever.
Yeah.
I have Netflix.
Can we talk a little bit about Netflix?
Yeah.
You know, Netflix did this thing. I don't think we've talked about this before on the podcast. They did this thing earlier this year, just a few months ago, where they said, okay, no more sharing passwords, because everybody was. I think that you were. I certainly was sharing our father-in-law's password. And
I would tell people the password on the street. I would.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Just here's the email. I would, as many people as possible. Everybody log in. And really slowed things down. And then our queue was just insane. I'm like, who had all these episodes? Anyway, no, we upgraded his Netflix account so that he had like the highest tier level. And we figured, well, for that, we can share, you know, because he doesn't need 4K and we don't really either. But you can do multiple, you know, multiple locations at once. So we'll do that and we'll share. Well, anyway, then they said no more password sharing. And like, if you wanted to do that, you had to pay extra. And I said, you know what? I feel like we've seen all we need to see on Netflix for a while, at least for the next year or two. So I don't need Netflix anymore. And so I downgraded his account to their cheapest account. And I was like, I hope everybody does this. I hope everybody downgrades their Netflix account or drops it. And guess what? That didn't happen. Their revenue skyrocketed when you could no longer share. Like, everybody's like, well, I guess I better get my own account now.
Yeah, everyone's like, well, I can afford it. I just didn't for a while. And so
I just kind of thought that was like, I understand that you know, they're running a business and they want to make more money, but they were already making so much and we were already paying so much because, you know, we have a lot of different streaming services. So I was like, I don't need Netflix for a while. I can do without it. And we've got kind of all the other ones. We don't have Paramount Plus, but who does? We got all the.
I do. If there is something specific I want to watch, I think I got a trial for it and then I stopped it. But
yeah, we have like two or three free months of Peacock right now, and I did watch something on Peacock last night. I watched the movie "The Dead Don't Die." Have you seen that movie?
No, that's it sounds like one of your bad movies.
It kind of should be. I should have watched that on Bad Movies Live. It was not great. It's a Jim Jarmusch
movie. Wait, where can I find
movie.
Bad Movies Live?
oh, I should have mentioned that before. That is a live podcast, a live stream, I should say, that's on Twitch, twitch.tv/mediocrefilms, Fridays at 5 Pacific and Sundays. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Fridays at 6 Pacific, Sundays at 5. I can't even remember.
You know, I do love when you make this into a commercial. I love it.
Speaking of commercial, this episode is sponsored by. Give me a celebrity's name quickly. Any celebrity?
Morgan Freeman.
This episode is sponsored by Morgan Freeman's. Give me a product. Any type of product.
Eye cream.
By Morgan Freeman's eye cream. Do you want your eyes to look more like Morgan Freeman's eyes? Then try Morgan Freeman's eye cream. Available exclusively. At Ballsacks.
Wait.
Do you have Ballsacks in your neighborhood?
Are you talking about an establishment or?
Yeah, it's a store called Ballsacks. It's a big chain.
Okay.
We don't have them on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm
is
not
it
sure.
SAX or is it like?
Yeah, Balsacks.
Oh, you know, I have seen it, but I thought it was a saxophone store. So
they do sell saxophones. They say Ballsacks, everything from saxophones to eye cream.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
So just those two things?
Just those two things. They sell saxophones and eye cream.
Morgan Freeman's eye cream.
And they strongly suggest you do not use both at the same time.
No?
No, you don't want to. You don't want to smear cream all over your saxophone. Mm. It's going to ruin the finish.
Mm, right.
And
okay.
If there's one thing I want for our listeners to take away from this podcast, do not smear eye cream on your saxophone, guys. It's going to ruin the finish. It's going to make it dull.
That's the title of this episode.
Do not smear eye cream. All right, I'm going to write that down.
Do not smear eye cream on your saxophone.
Okay. Here, you have to talk for a second while I...
You know, I played saxophone in fifth grade. I joined band and I started learning the saxophone and then I quit. So.
And why did you quit? The saxophone is quite an instrument.
I don't know. I didn't have fun. I didn't really enjoy my music teacher in grade school. There, I said it. I hope she's not listening.
And what was her name?
Susan?
Susan Blasnesberg?
Yes, Susan Blasnesberg.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well,
You know her? You know her?
I do. Not in the way that you do, if you know what I'm saying.
Having her for music?
Yeah.
As a teacher?
Not in that way. Not in that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you know her then? I figured it was a different way.
We would just go walk around the lake sometimes. You know the lake? You know that lake?
Yeah. Yeah, the Monashaw?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. The Monashaw Lake. We'd walk around the Monashaw, and I'd be like, man. Yeah.
It was a river, technically, but
I know, the Monashaw River. And she'd always call it Monashaw Lake, and I'm like, well, technically, it's a river. And she'd go, oh, you. Yeah, she would say that, oh, you.
Yeah.
Susan
no,
said
I don't
that.
Know that.
Yeah,
no,
she didn't say Susan that said me. That. And then, I'd push her into the river, and she'd go, help, I'm in the lake. And I'm like, you're in the what? And she'd be like, river. And then I'd pull her out. That's how you teach someone.
Now that I recall, she did drown. I do remember that. Now.
Well, one time she didn't get around to saying river, and so I didn't pull her out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So rest in peace, Susan Blasnesberg.
Wow, you just admitted to murder. Okay.
Is it murder if someone dies because of your own inaction? Is that murder?
I think it is.
It's not like I did anything besides push her in the water in the first place.
That was a thing you did. That was action.
I know, she said she was hot. And I'm like, well, then cool off.
Yeah. Okay. And then you pushed her. She unwillingly went into the river.
Yes, that's true. Right.
So yeah, you murdered her.
So I should not admit to doing that on a public podcast?
No. No, 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 no.
Okay, well, then you know what?
Unless you want to do the right thing and turn yourself in.
No, here's the thing. This whole thing was a comedy bit, wink, wink, and I never did it to anyone.
Okay, you don't have to say wink. In fact, that would have really worked well if you didn't say wink.
I'll try it again.
Okay.
This whole thing was a comedy bit, and none of it ever happened.
So there was a pause in your speech, and I think people can, based on what you just did before this, I think people can gather what you're doing during that pause.
I don't think they can.
Okay. Listen, Greg.
I'm listening.
I have questions for you.
Oh, great! I'm so excited. Now, are these the questions that we wanted to do on the last episode, but we just didn't have time?
Similar.
Simulate.
You want to do the exact questions?
No, I want you to do whatever questions you have prepared. You know why? Because I'm putting my trust in you that this bit is going to be remarkable.
Well, you know what? You're right. I asked AI to give me some questions to ask on a first date as different celebrities.
Oh, that's great. So, and I want to just clarify to all of our listeners, AI stands for artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you said it correctly. You're being oddly genuine this episode, Greg. I feel like it's conscious effort on your part.
It is. I'm being conscious. I want people to know that I love them, that I murdered a person at what's the lake called? Lake Marisol?
Lake Monashaw?
I can't even remember the name of the lake, but I did murder a person in that lake and
it was a river. So.
Whatever. I don't know all the details.
Yeah. Of your own murder, or the murder that you performed. Yeah.
Hopefully people understand this is a comedy podcast and I have never murdered a person.
I hope so. I think at this point they probably
Wouldn't it be horrible if there actually was a woman who drowned in Lake Morpapor and her name was Susan Blasnesberg, just a weird coincidence. And people are like, oh my God, we found the guy who did it.
Yeah. I don't think that happened. I've never heard of a Susan Blasnesberg. There, I said it. My music teacher is not named Susan Blasnesberg.
Is she? Is she at least named Susan?
No.
Oh man! All right.
I don't remember. I don't remember her first name.
Yeah.
Actually.
Okay. Well, usually when you're a student, you don't know all your teachers' first names.
Yep.
Yeah. When you're
that's the lie
student.
They like to maintain with their children.
Yeah. They're like, my name is Mrs. Wilson.
And that's my full name.
Oh yeah, what's your first name? What's your first name? I don't have a first name. It's just Mrs. Wilson.
And you're stupid, right?
Well, I don't know why Mrs. Wilson would say that. I mean, that's not. Listen, while you're asking me a question, I'm going to have an Altoid.
Okay. So I'm going to have to do some impressions here, and I've not really practiced them. So let's see. I'm going to ask you a question. I need you to answer it and tell me who I am. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to answer and tell you who you are, which celebrity you are.
My dear friend, tell me, what's the most inspiring thing you've ever experienced?
Okay, first of all, you're Mark Twain.
No.
You're definitely Mark Twain.
Okay, have you heard Mark Twain's voice?
Yes, you are Mark Twain.
Uh-huh.
And the most inspiring thing I've ever experienced is watching a small baby give a house to his grandmother. It was now that was inspiring.
Was that on TV or was that?
It was on a TV show and a 2 month old. It's called Baby Gifts. It's all just how babies give gifts to other people. And this whole episode, the whole series.
Like how old is this baby?
2 months. It's a 2 month old baby.
Okay.
Worked until he made enough money to buy a house for his grandmother. His grandmother was very poor. She only had two houses, and she lived in the smaller one, and the larger one was a rental house. And so,
where in downtown San Francisco, or
no, this was in New York City.
And, okay, all right.
They were penthouse apartments, actually. And so she only owned two penthouse apartments in New York City, overlooking Central Park. Really a lovely, lovely view, a nice place. And he bought her a third one, and she was nonplussed, but I think deep down she appreciated the gesture.
Wow, nonplussed. Yeah. Okay, all right. I mean, that does sound very. Actually, doesn't sound inspiring at all. That does not sound inspiring.
I think this is the first time I've ever said nonplussed on the podcast.
It could. I don't know. Actually, that sounds kind of familiar. You might have said it before.
Oh man.
Wait, so is that really your guess, my impression?
Yeah, I think that was absolutely Mark Twain.
Okay. It was Morgan Freeman. Okay, on to the next one.
Mm. You do not do a good Morgan Freeman.
I sure do.
No.
My dear friend, tell me.
Oh, hi, Mr. Twain. Or shall I call you Mr. Clemens?
Okay, all right. This guy knows his real name. Okay. Yep.
Sammy Clemens, I used to call him. Hey, Sammy. Right.
Darling, what do you think is the secret to a happy life? Is it love, fame, or something else?
Okay, now that's definitely Marilyn Monroe.
And that's right.
Yeah. It is right, yeah. Of course it is. Mm-hmm. And just that's two for two, Mark Twain and Marilyn Monroe. And you asked me, what is the secret to life? Is it what?
Is it love?
Is it love, fame, or something else, Mr. President?
Oh, see, now that gives it away, too. But luckily, I already guessed it. And I think you got it right with the very first option. It's love, you know? Because without love, what are we?
We're carbon-based life forms that require food and oxygen.
Exactly.
And, general happiness. You could still do that without love.
Yeah. That was my point, basically.
Okay, this one is going to be real tough, okay? Mm-hmm.
What is your biggest goal in life, and how do you plan to achieve it? Tell me now!
Okay, well, that is obviously...
Mark Twain?
Listen, I've seen his action movies. We've all seen him. That's obviously Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay, sure.
And what was the question? I'm so busy listening to the voice that I don't really... Mm-hmm. The question doesn't register.
What is your biggest goal in life, and how do you plan to achieve it? Tell me now! Everybody down! Get to the chopper!
Well, Mr. Van Damme, unlike a lot of people, I don't make goals. I never have. I kind of have enjoyed living a goal-free life. I heard someone else say a long time ago, you just sort of ride the horse in the direction it's going, and I like that expression, and that's just sort of what I've done. I'm like, oh, hi, this feels good, I'll go this way. And then then all of a sudden, doesn't feel so good, maybe jump on a different horse or something.
Yeah, but you did move to L.A. to become an actor, right?
I do enjoy acting. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I never made a goal like, I want to be famous or I want to be on a series, which is why I'm not famous and not on a series, I guess.
You're kind of famous. You're kind of, you get recognized sometimes.
A little bit, but not for the acting. You know, for making goofy videos on the internet.
That's still fame, my friend. Even though that might not have been your goal.
It was never my goal. I mean, especially when I moved out here in 1991, I didn't say, like, I want to be famous on the internet for goofy videos on YouTube, because people would be like, what's that? That's not going to exist for another 15 years. And I was how do you know? You know?
Because that's how the conversation would go?
Yeah, yeah. That's how people are. You know, you have to call people out sometimes.
Sure do. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Your passions, what are they? Share them with me, young Padawan.
Okay, well, that's definitely Grover from Sesame Street. Sure. I love Grover. and by the way, that was a perfect Grover. My passions, I would say that my passions are family and music and passion fruit.
Wait. Now, passion, is that your favorite fruit? Do you like the taste of it?
No, or? It's just that it has the word passion in it.
Okay.
And also fashion. I have a passion for fashion.
Passion Pit?
Passion Pit is another one. And I have a passion for fashion. And I have a passion for smashing things.
So because they rhyme with passion.
Yeah, I have a passion for fashion that's smashing.
Wasn't there a soap opera called Passions?
And yes, and I have a passion for passions. And also, if I was in the army, I'd have a passion for rations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? That would be great, because that would be all you would get.
Yeah. I would have a passion for rations.
If you were in wartime, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, so passions, the soap opera does exist.
I believe it. It either does or it did.
Were you ever on it?
No, I've never been on that one. I've been on General Hospital and... Young and the Restless. General Hospital, only one episode. Young and the Restless for about like 3 or 4 years.
Like you were a regular
character? It was a recurring character. It was a very small recurring role for about 3 years back in the 90s.
And what's it like to shoot on a soap opera, Greg?
Have we never talked about this before? Because it's kind of fascinating.
I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast. I think we've talked about it in real life.
It is kind of a fascinating thing to work on a soap opera, because these people work 5 days a week. These actors and the entire crew, of course, they work 5 days a week and they shoot an hour-long episode each day. Now, I don't know, like, if you've ever tried to shoot even 30 minutes of footage or whatever of edited footage in one day. It's nearly impossible. So it is always a race from the moment that you get there to when you leave. They just want to shoot it and be done with it, which means one take of everything. Unless something's horribly messed up, you get one take.
Yeah.
But the way it works is all the actors show up. They all look terrible in the morning. They've just woken up. They're all holding their coffees. They haven't gone through hair and makeup yet, and they look tired and terrible. They've all got their scripts, and they go, okay, we're going to block this scene, this scene, this scene. You know, these three actors, we want you to go to hair and makeup, and then we'll call the rest as we're going. And then they over this loud intercom system that's through this big studio, some actors go upstairs to their dressing rooms and upstairs to the hair and makeup area, and the other actors stay down on the floor while they literally block each scene, and the blocking is very quick. They're like, okay, so you're going to walk in on this line. You're going to walk directly to here in front of the desk. You're going to say this. You're going to have the conversation. The phone rings. Then when the phone rings, you go over to the coffee area, and then you go get this, and then you exit on this scene, and then we're going to hold on your face, and whatever. It's just very quick, and people take quick notes in their scripts about the blocking. Mm-hmm. Then, all right, then we block the next scene, and they block each scene one after another in the morning. Meanwhile, people are going back and forth to hair and makeup. They're getting the hair and makeup done, and then by the time that the blocking is done, the people who are in the very first scene that they're shooting, because they go in order of the script, for the most part, they're out of hair and makeup, and they go down and they shoot. And as I said, it's one take. And even if you flub a line a little bit, they're like, people flub words when they speak in real life, so it's fine.
And they're probably writing the scripts with AI, I assume.
Well, maybe now they didn't in the 90s for some reason they didn't use AI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they would.
I have no idea. It's possible they might you know, get the help of AI to write their scripts now. I don't know, actually. But basically then, you know, an hour and a half after you've gotten to the studio, you're through hair and makeup, and now you're waiting around in your dressing room until a little voice over the intercom says, we need Greg Benson on the stage, we need this person, and then you go down, and you're down there maybe 5 minutes before they actually need you, and you wait. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, now we're moving over to the doctor set. And then you go on the doctor set and you do your scene and you do one take and then they just keep moving on. And then
always one take.
Always one take unless something's really messed up. Yeah. Then they'll do a second take.
I feel like I would be tempted to figure out how messed up you could get without going to another take.
I mean, Kim did one also. I forget which one she did. She may have done Young and the Restless, but I think that she was a doctor, and she said that she flubbed her line pretty badly in the first take, and she thought, oh, that's embarrassing. Okay, I'll get it right the next take. And then they're like, okay, moving on. And she's like, oh, that was good? Oh, okay. And I remember I felt the same way when I did it the first time.
Yeah.
And
it's just a content farm. Is what it is.
It is a content, and you never really know what's going on because they always tell you, you know, they tell you what time it is. Just like right now, I'm going to tell you that now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's and the that end was, that's of the, for, huh? Yeah. What? Patreon what? Only bonus huh? section. What? I hope that you enjoyed that. Sorry, I was interrupting you, which happens a lot when I jump into it, because you never know when I'm going to say that was the end.
No, I never do.
Yeah.
It's a wild roller coaster with Greg Benson. You know, you're being oddly genuine this episode, Greg, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I like it.
Sometimes you just have... Sometimes people realize that they need to right their past wrongs.
I wouldn't say you were wrong before.
I was so wrong.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. And I've been horrible, and I want to apologize for how horrible I have been.
Wow, did something happen before this recording?
Sometimes you just have to take a deep look at yourself. You know, you have to just look into the mirror and just say, "Hey, mirror, sup?" You know, and the mirror is like, "Yo, sup?"
Yeah,
you know,
the mirror is
yeah.
The mirrors talks back to you.
Yeah, if you get one of those talking mirrors, sure.
Okay.
Those are pretty good.
Now listen, this next question is supposed to be in the voice of William Shakespeare, which doesn't make any sense.
Don't tell me who it's supposed to be, because let me guess.
Yeah, but you're not going to, no one knows William Shakespeare's voice.
Yeah, but let me just guess, because I might guess. Just don't tell me who it's supposed to be. All right, ready,
okay.
Go.
Okay.
Pray tell me, what kind of stories ignite your soul? Do you fancy tragedies, comedies, or perhaps a romance?
Okay, now I can tell by your use of Middle English and also talking about the different dramatic arts that you were, in fact, doing an impression, and a very good one, in fact, I should say, of Francis Bacon. That's definitely Francis Bacon.
I don't know that's if I've what ever, I was going for it, yeah.
I don't know if I've ever told you this, but sometimes, I taught Charlie this when he was maybe 3 years old, and he still does it. Charlie's my son, by the way. So I think even before he was going to preschool, I was teaching him about Shakespeare, and sometimes he'll say something, and I say, I think that's a famous quote. Didn't Shakespeare say that? And I taught him to say, no, it was Francis Bacon. Now, the reason why I taught him to say that is because there is a theory among many scholars who believe that Bacon wrote Shakespeare.
Yes.
And the reason why I've ingrained that in his mind is because one of these days, I hope that he'll be 8 years old, 9 years old, he'll be in some class, and a teacher will mention a quote by Shakespeare, and Charlie will raise his hand and go, no, that was Francis Bacon. And hopefully, it'll freak the teacher out. Hopefully she'll know the connection.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be a female teacher.
Teachers, Greg, what do you have?
No, I don't have anything against teachers. I want to amuse them and surprise them.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do with everybody, isn't it?
Yeah. And the answer to Francis Bacon's question is comedies, obviously.
Comedies, yes. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite Shakespeare play?
Okay, now that sounded like William Hurt. Did I get that right? Okay.
Yes.
I don't have a favorite Shakespeare play. I'll be honest with you. I've never been a big fan of Shakespeare.
Okay.
I know a lot of people love him. I mean, he was very good. I'm just not into him.
You know,
and
I understand
luckily, neither is Kim. That's something that we share. We're never gonna like by choice go off to see a Shakespearean play or check out the latest Kenneth Branagh Shakespearean movie adaptation, I should say.
I am not. I guess I wasn't super. Wouldn't think I was super into Shakespeare, but there is a Shakespearean theater near around here. It's famous near where I live. Outdoors in the woods, it's beautiful, and they put on amazing Shakespeare plays.
That's cool,
and they're really, really good. And that's the only way that I like Shakespeare. And
by the way, I'm
going to attempt to make a movie set there. So,
oh wow, I think that's pretty cool. I want to clarify something. I do not believe that Bacon wrote Shakespeare. I think it was a misconception. I think that Shakespeare ate Bacon. I think that was probably the truth, and it just got confused over the years.
Sure,
but I think
sure.
that bacon was probably one of Shakespeare's favorite foods.
Yeah, bacon's delicious.
It is delicious, maybe a little too salty sometimes.
Oh yeah, and I like it crispy. I don't like the soft or floppy bacon.
Here's the deal: I don't like the soft or floppy bacon, and I don't like it if it's too crispy. For me, it's got to be right in the middle.
Well, yeah, too crispy is too crispy. I agree.
Yeah. That's just dry and tastes almost burnt. I went and had a burger two nights ago with my family.
Mm-hmm.
We all shared one burger. No.
Okay.
No, I had a burger with my family, and I got the bacon blue burger with blue cheese and bacon on it and some grass-fed beef, and that was a phenomenal burger. I just want to say,
nice.
It's a great.
Was there grass in the beef? Was there?
Luckily, no.
Okay.
But the cow apparently ate grass, and that's supposed to apparently make better tasting meat.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, thought you'd be fascinated by that fact.
I loved it.
Good.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Good. The fries were good too.
We had sushi last night.
Oh man! See, that sounds even better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They didn't even have to cook the fish. So
it's better. I prefer it when they don't cook the fish when you get sushi.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
You can order it. You can order cooked sushi as well.
Yeah. Sometimes you can just order sushi and you just like throw all that on a big pan in the oven for me at 350 for 20 minutes and then bring it out to me. And they'd be like,
and maybe
really?
Put a bunch of syrup on it. Yeah.
Maple syrup. Like, really, sir? We're going to have to ask you to leave. I'm like, I got money. And they're like, all right, we'll put it in the oven for you. And
yep. Exactly.
We'll overcook it and we'll pour syrup on it.
That's a great way to win an argument. You say, I got money.
I got money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Now listen to this question. This is another one where you can't know who it is, but because we don't know this person's voice.
Okay,
but,
great.
Oh, the places you'll go. Where's the most exciting place you've traveled, and where do you dream of going next?
Well, now that's ridiculous because we all know that that's Dr. Seuss. We all know you just did the voice of Dr. Seuss.
That is Dr. Seuss.
I know because the voice was perfect. Like you were spot on.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're looking at me like you're surprised that I know that, but that was like the most obvious one of all of them.
Oh my God. Can you see the reflection in my glasses or
no,
something?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, it was just completely obvious. So you're talking about what was my favorite place that I've traveled or where did I want to travel? What'd you say?
Yes. Places you've traveled and where do you dream of going next?
Okay. Well, you know, I've been to a lot of places in the world. Most recently, Iceland, but I've been to a lot of places in Europe. I've seen Paris. I've seen France. I've seen a lady's underpants.
Okay. Now, where did you see a lady's underpants?
In Paris, France.
Oh,
I did see a lady's underpants in Paris, France.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a true story.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. So now I'm, you know, one of these days I'd love to see a lady's underpants in Spain.
Uh-huh.
You know, mm-hmm. I'd love to see a lady's underpants in Egypt. I think that would be.
You know, we could just say where you want to travel. We don't have to hear about what you want to do there.
Okay. I would love to travel to Australia to see a lady's underpants.
No, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say what you want to do there. I mean, don't you want to do other things there too? Oh, he's losing it, folks. Okay. He's losing it.
Okay, can I just say, this is my favorite podcast. Can I just say that?
Yeah.
This is
good. This episode? Or
no,
or,
just two guys talking about lettuce in general. I don't think there's a better podcast out there.
I mean, you're a little biased, I think. But
I don't think so, because I've listened to other podcasts with so-called funny guys, and they're talking and making jokes, and they're laughing, and I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good, but... I mean, it's not as good as this. Like, a lot of people listen to Smartless just because it's got three hosts instead of two. I think that's the only reason why that's more popular.
That's the only reason? Yeah.
We've got
two
hosts.
I think it could be the major A-list celebrities they have on there.
I don't know about that. I'm not sure who hosts it. But anyway, just know there's three guys.
No, I mean the guests that they have.
I don't even know about that. And I didn't know they had guests. I've never listened to it far. You know, I was listening to the beginning part, and then I'm like, how would this possibly get any better? And then I give up on it. besides, I looked it up in the dictionary, and smartless is not even a word. So, I mean, why do you want me to look? All of the words in the title of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce are real words. And that's why I feel our show should be more popular.
That is how you should judge anything.
Exactly.
Like the accuracy of language. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like we're calling this the Glackenberg Splackament. If we called this the Glackenberg Splackament, then people would be like, why would I want to listen to that? Those aren't even real words.
No, it would probably be huge. It'd probably blow up big.
I mean, we could call this episode the Glackenberg Splackament and see what happens.
We could, but we already have a name for this episode.
You know what? I'll put it on Patreon and let people know that this is also known as the Glackenberg Splackament.
Okay, I like that idea.
Yeah.
I really think, though... Smartless. It's the A-list guests that they have that draws people in. That's what it is.
Okay. Well, I mean, they haven't had you or me on.
Have you watched the documentary on HBO of their tour they did?
I did watch the first couple episodes. It's shot in black and white, and they use jazz music.
Yeah. You like jazz, don't you?
Actually, they probably shot it in color because it's just on video, and then they put a filter on it to make it black and white.
Yeah, I don't think they shot it in black and white film.
Yeah, they shot it with color video, then made it black and white to make it artsy.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought, well, I guess you can just kind of shoot anything you want. Because like the first episode is like they're traveling across the country, and then they're going to a hotel. And you know, it's like it's just like a travel vlog, basically. But then then you make it in black and white with high contrast, and then you add jazz music, and then all of a sudden it feels artsy.
Exactly. I kind of enjoyed it, and I enjoy episodes that I listen to, but I usually just listen because of the person they're interviewing. I'm just like, ooh, I want to hear about that person.
Have we been on it? Like, have they had you and me on it?
No, I have not heard us on there. So.
Okay, well, let me know if you do, because I don't recall being on it, but if they're having on A-list celebrities, there's no reason why we have not been on it already.
And we are on your favorite podcast, so
you
love listening to us.
Yeah, I mean, sure. And basically, that would give them a chance to cross-promote, you know, with our podcast. I mean, we've already mentioned them in this very episode. Have they mentioned us? I'm not sure.
I
don't listen that far.
Anyway, listen. All right, I'm going to do another question.
Yeah.
This one is intimidating me a little bit, because I think in the right moment I can do this impression, but I don't think I will nail it the first time.
Christopher Walken.
That's right.
It was obvious. Just the way that you breathed in before you're actually doing it, I'm like, oh, he's doing Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Are you seeing my screen right now, Greg?
No, I'm not. I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm seeing you and me.
Is this a prank? Did you hack into my ChatGPT account?
I did not. I can just tell by the way you breathe. That's a Christopher Walken breath.
Mm.
It was very good. It was excellent.
Wow.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Still, just try to do your best walking.
What's the strangest or most unique talent you possess? I've got this peculiar way of speaking, you see.
See, if I had let you do that impression without guessing first, then I would have said that was obviously Cy Kernan, lead singer of The Fix.
Yes, that's actually what I tried to do that time.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely Cy Kernan. And by the way, all I could listen to was the impression. Didn't hear a word you said. If you said tell me what question I just asked, I don't have a clue. Didn't hear any of the words. I literally didn't hear any of the words.
What's the strangest or most unique talent you possess?
Okay.
I've got this peculiar way of speaking. I don't like that part of the question.
Yeah, okay. You know? What's the most peculiar talent that you possess? All right, I'll show you right now. And this is mainly visual, so you people who are just listening, I don't know if you're going to get it. This is mainly visual. Here it goes.
Okay. Yep, okay. Yep, you're kind of dislocating your thumb or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't have to tell the people who were just listening. It could have been a... Nah. I don't like it.
Now I'm bending my fingers back and I'm freaking Greg out.
I don't like it. I don't like that at all. I'm being honest with you. I don't care for that. I feel sick.
I will work on my Christopher Walken impression for next time because I can do it better, you guys.
You know what? I don't think that you should work on your Christopher Walken. I think that you should perfect your Cy Kernan impression.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do one more
question.
You know, listen,
Cy Kernan has posed a very interesting question also. He said, a very wise man, he said in one of his more famous songs, he asked the question, are we ourselves?
Okay, Greg, you're not being profound when you just say a song lyric.
It's not even a lyric. It's a question that he posed.
Yeah, in a song.
And I want to ask you, are we? Are we ourselves?
Yes, because we can't be anyone else.
Yeah, I know. That's the answer. Yes, the answer is yes. It was a very good question and a very good answer.
Yeah,
fascinating to the listeners.
Now the question, do we know ourselves? That, I don't think we do. I don't think anyone really does.
Well, maybe in order to really know yourself, you have to look into the red skies at night. Red skies at night.
Okay. You didn't need to do all those O's.
Well, that's part of the quote, you know?
Okay.
You know, and if you don't like that quote, then I get deeper and deeper. Whoa.
Okay, all right. That added to the quote.
I know. That's the thing about quotes. One thing leads to another. You tell me something wrong, you know, I listen too long, but then one thing leads to another.
Yeah.
It's weird that I know so many songs by The Fix.
That is weird.
And I don't know if I know any more.
Okay, well, that's good. So, that's your strangest, most unique talent? Just the thumb thing?
Yeah, thumb thing. That's the only talent I have, really.
And is that really a talent? Or
yeah,
is that just
it
like
is a talent, yeah. I went to school for...
Body quirk.
I went to school for double-jointed thumb. I majored in double-jointed thumb. For I was on the 8-year program.
All right.
And they don't teach you really anything about your thumb until you get to like year seven and a half.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a lot of theory before
A lot of it's theory and history. It's just history, history of thumbs. And then finally,
you get to
your own thumb. And they're like, oh, you just do this. And I'm like, oh, that's all you do? And I'm like, okay, cool.
Oh, well, that seems like, how much did it cost?
College is not cheap. It was about $720,000.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
that's the most expensive school I've ever heard of.
It is pricey, but you know, only the best for Greg Benson.
What?
That's me, by the way.
I'm Greg Benson. Can you tell me some of the history of the thumb?
I'm not going to tell you that because I paid so much money for all that instruction. I'm not going to just give it to you for free. You know,
what's the point in knowing it?
If you want to know the history of the thumb. You go and enroll in thumb school yourself, you know.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Thumb University. And
where is that located?
It's located in Thumbtown, Pennsylvania.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah.
They name the town after the school?
Well, of course. It's a college town. It's a college town. All the kids there go there. They go to Thumbtown. And, there's a burger place there. Makes a thing called the Thumb Burger.
And you eat it using... Is it made of thumbs?
No. You eat it using only your thumbs. Very difficult to eat, but it's delicious. It's. I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a burger using only your thumbs.
I don't think I have.
It's not easy.
I don't think you have either. I don't think you've tried.
Okay, I made this whole thing up. I didn't really...
Oh, my God.
Go to school, I made the whole thing up. I don't even have a double-jointed thumb.
My friend, what do you believe is the key to a successful and fulfilling life?
Okay, now that sounded like Craig Benzine.
That did sound like me, but it wasn't me.
And that time I heard the words, what do I believe is the key to a successful...
You know, that might be the key to getting someone to hear you is to use your own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if I speak like this, you're not going to hear me, are you?
See, well, that's actually how you really talk when
you don't even know
recording.
What I say. No, that's not. No. I mean, right now, Craig is making a joke. He's being Mr. Funny Man. But no, that is not how I actually speak. I just want to clarify that for our listeners in case they're confused.
Mm-hmm.
This is my stapler.
Yeah. Can you make a noise with it?
No.
Could you like click it?
Nah.
How can you... The restraint on this man to pick up a stapler and not click it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible. It's actually kind of aggravating. Like, I want to hear the
You
want to
hear me click the stapler?
I saw a stapler, you holding it up. I was prepared for you to make the click sound, and you didn't. That's just torture. That's torture.
Well, I don't want to torture you.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a little piece of paper right here in the stapler, and I'm going to staple it. Here we go.
Okay. Ah, that was oddly satisfying.
Yeah?
Oddly.
So you're into asthma, as they say.
I wouldn't say that I am, and I wouldn't even say that... I don't even know if that is asthma. Maybe it is.
I think it is. I think anything with sounds. Like right now, us talking into a microphone, this is asthma. Some people call it ASMR. Mm-hmm.
Well, people who are into asthma actually get physical sensations in their body when they hear things.
I know.
I didn't get that, but it was oddly satisfying to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a physical sensation, if something's oddly satisfying.
Oh, well, I don't know.
I want sushi for lunch today. Now that you mentioned sushi, now I want to go get sushi.
I'm probably going to go get some tacos from a Mexican place down the street.
Oh, nice. Tacos are good. You know, we had tacos last night because it was Taco Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we love Taco Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not... There's no alliteration there. That's why people say Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, but it wasn't Tuesday. We had Taco Wednesday.
Okay, I mean, that works. That makes sense.
I made the tacos.
Yeah. Do you have the key to a successful and fulfilling life?
Uh-huh. You know, one of the things that I love about taco shells is that they really have evolved over the years. And you can now get taco shells that stand on end, basically. They stand up on their own because they've figured out that they can make taco shells that are flat on the bottom. So you put them there, and then that way you can fill your taco, and you have two or three tacos maybe on your plate, and they don't fall over. Now, here's the problem. We often shop at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's just has regular old taco shells that just fall over all floppy.
Like rounded on the back?
Yeah, they're rounded. And what's more, every time we get taco shells at Trader Joe's, they're broken. You know, they're like split in the middle, and they're like,
I'm sorry.
Well,
it's from all
the
trading.
Point?
It's all the trading.
Yeah,
all
like, I'll trade you these taco shells for that necklace. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, and then they slap it in their hand, and then it breaks.
Yeah,
but also, this doesn't apply to me because I do soft shell tacos.
So. Well, I don't know. Is a soft shell taco really a taco, or is it really just a burrito?
No. Soft shell is the taco.
Yeah, but what's the difference between a soft shell taco and a burrito?
A soft shell taco, usually an authentic Mexican one, is smaller, and it's open on one side. A burrito is huge and full of more things and completely folded around.
This is exactly my point. They are very different.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly my point. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah. And that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for joining us, folks. We hope that you enjoyed this extremely honest, heartfelt, and lovely episode. Once again,
honestly, this is one of my favorite episodes, Greg.
It was nice.
I feel like this is exactly how every episode should be. We should print out a transcript of this episode and recite it.
Just recite it from now on? Okay, that's what we're going to do for the next episode. Yeah. We promise we will do that. Thank you, Mr. Benzine, for being my guest. Once again, I am Mr. Benson, and we will see you
next week. Mr. Benson, for being my guest.
It was my pleasure.
We will see you next week.
Good. Bye.
Night. Bye.